Ravi. And the pasuk continues, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying. The pasuk now discusses the laws of a soita, a woman who was accused of being mezaneh while she was married. Daber el Bnei Yisrael, speak to the Bnei Yisrael of Omar to Alehem, and you shall say to them, Ish ish, any man, ki siste ishtoi. Rashi tells us, tupshatim in siste. Either it comes from the word tate, which means to turn. His wife turned away from the darki hatznius, from the way of modesty, to be suspect in the eyes of her husband. A second shot in Rashi is that it's coming from a lashon, a language of shtus, because adulterers do not commit adultery unless a spirit of foolishness enters into them. Ki sista ishtoi, his wife will act foolishly. Umo'al avoy mal, and she will commit a trespass against him. And what was this mal? B'shochav ish oiso shichva zera, and a man will lie with her, a lying of zera, which means a man will be mezana with her. V'nelam me'ene isha, and it was hidden from the eyes of her husband. V'nistra v'hinit ma, and she was secluded with this man the amount of time that it takes to be mezana, to be metama herself to him. V'eid eimba, and there wasn't even one aid that saw the act of znus. V'hilan espasa, and she was not forced. Now let us see this pasuk in more detail. The pasuk starts off, V'shochav ish oisa, and a man will lie with her. Why does it say ish? Rashi tells us it's coming to exclude ish and not a katan, ish and not a behema. If she had relations with a minor or an animal, it is not considered a maisa bia, and therefore she is not usher to her husband through this act. The pasuk also says the word oisa, which means oisa, her act of znus. The act of znus of an aishas ish, a married woman who is mezaneh, will make her usher to her husband. But the act of znus, where the husband married his wife's sister, such an act will not make the husband usher to the wife. We need this pasuk to tell us this, because I might have thought just the opposite. Because I could have made a kal v'chomer. We know that the iser aishas ish can be taken off through a get. If the husband gives his wife a get, then the iser of aishas ish goes off, and she may marry somebody else. As opposed to the erva of achos ishtoi. If the husband gives his wife a get, he is still usher to his wife's sister. So we see that the iser of aishas ish, which comes off through a get, is more lenient than the iser of achos ishtoi, his wife's sister, which does not come off through a get. So I might make a kal v'chomer and say, if someone transgresses the iser of aishas ish, which is more lenient, and such an act still makes the husband usher to the wife, definitely by the iser of achos ishtoi, which seems to be stricter, definitely the husband would be usher to the wife. Therefore, the pasuk says oisa to tell you only the iser of aishas ish makes the wife usher to the husband, but not the iser of achos ishtoi. And the pasuk continues, V'nelam me'ene isha, this act was hidden from the eyes of her husband. Rashi tells us that if the husband saw the act of znus and just acted as if he was not sure and was just suspecting her of being mezana, then the warders of the soita will not be boidik, will not test her, will not work on her to prove that she was mezana. Also Rashi tells us from the words me'ene isha, from the eyes of her husband, that if she was the wife of a blind man, then we do not give her to drink from the Mei Soita, the waters of the Soita. The pasuk continues by saying, V'nistra v'hinitma, she was secluded the amount of time that it takes to be mezana, and there were two witnesses that saw her secluded with this man that specific amount of time. V'eid einba, but there wasn't even one witness that saw the actual act of znus, because if there was even one witness, she would not drink. V'hilan espasa, and she was not forced to do this act, because if she was forced, she also would not drink. V'ovar olav ruach kina, and it passed over him, over the husband, a spirit of jealousy. V'kine yesishtoi, and he warns his wife, al tisasri imish pleni, do not be secluded with this man. And there were two witnesses, as we stated earlier, that saw her secluded with this man. V'hinitma, and we're not sure, maybe she was mezana. Or maybe a spirit of jealousy passed over him and he warned his wife, but she was not mezanet. We are not sure. So the sequence of events is as follows. His wife was Tate Midarkei Atznius. She turned away from the way of modesty and therefore became suspect in his eyes. He warned her in front of two Edom and said, "Do not seclude yourself with this man." And two witnesses saw her secluded with this man. So now he is not sure if she was Mezaneh or if she was not Mezaneh. Therefore, he brings her to the Kohen and she drinks from the Mei Saita, and this will prove if she was Mezaneh or not. And the order of the Psukim, according to the sequence of events, is as follows. We start off in Pasuk Yud Beis. Ish ish ki siste ishtoi. Any man whose wife will go astray, and she will become suspect in his eyes. And then we go to Pasuk Yud Dalet. Va'ovar olav ruach kino. And a spirit of jealousy passes over him. V'kine yis ishtoi. And he warned his wife, do not be secluded with this man. Then we go back to Pasuk Yud Gimel. V'nistra v'hinit ma. There were witnesses that saw her secluded with this man the amount of time of Tumah. So now we are not sure what happened. So we go to Pasuk Yud Dalet, either Vihinitma, either she was Mizana and she was Matama herself. Then we go back to Pasuk Yud Beis, Umolai Vomal, and she committed a trespass against him, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vishacha Vishoisa Shefazera, and a man was Mizana with her, Vinela Me'eni Isha, and it was hidden from the eyes of her husband. Ve'ed Einba, there were no witnesses. Ve'hila Nispasa, and she was not forced. Then we go to Pasuk Yud Aleph. Oy Avar Lo Ruach Kina, or maybe a spirit of jealousy passed over him. Ve'kine Es Ishtoi, and he warned his wife. Ve'hila Nitma, and really she was not Mezana. It is a suffix. And that is the way the Psukim go according to the sequence of events. And the Pasuk continues. Ve'hei Viho Ish Es Ishtoi, and the husband shall bring his wife El HaKoyin to the Koyin. Ve'hei Vi Es Karbono Oleho, and he shall bring her carbon for her. Asiris ha'efa, one-tenth of an efa. Kemach sa'orim, of unsifted barley flour. The Pasuk says kemach, which is unsifted flour, and not soiles, which is sifted flour. Sa'orim, the flour was made of barley and not chitim of wheat. And the reason for this is, since she did an act of an animal, we feed her the food of an animal. Lo yitzayik olav shemen. He does not pour on this kemach, on the flour, any oil. And Rashi says, tupshatim, either because we do not want to beautify the carbon of the saita. Secondly, since shemen, oil, represents light, and she did a maisa, this act, in the darkness, therefore we do not place any shemen, any oil, on her mincha. V'lo yitein olav levoina, and he shall not place on it levoina, frankincense, because the imois, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah were called Levina, like the Pasuk says, El Givas HaLevina. Therefore, since she parted from their modest ways, we do not put Levina on her mincha. Ki minchas kenoisi, because it is a mincha of jealousies, the jealousy of her husband and the jealousy of Hashem. Minchas ikaroin, a mincha of remembrance. Mazkeres ovoin, a reminder of sin. Vehikriv oiso hakoyin, and the Kohen will bring her close, v'hemido lifnei Hashem, and have her stand before Hashem. Rashi tells us that she stood in the Shar HaNiknar, in the Niknar gate, which was on the east side of the Azara, in the area between the Ezras Yisrael and the Ezras Noshim. V'lokach HaKohen Mayim Kedoshim, and the Kohen will take holy waters, v'chli cheres, and place it in an earthenware kli, u'men ha'ofor asher yiyah b'karka ha'mishkon, and from the dirt that was on the floor of the Mishkan, Yikach HaKoyin V'nosan El HaMoyim. The Koyin will take and place it into the water. The Pasuk says that he took Mayim Kedoshim, holy waters. In what way were these waters holy? Rashi tells us it was holy because it was taken from the Kiyar. The Kiyar was a vessel which held the water that the Kahanim used to wash their hands and feet before they did the Avodah. And Rashi tells us the reason why the Saita was specifically commanded to take and drink the water from the Kiyar is because the Kiyar was made from Marois Hatzoivois, copper mirrors. These copper mirrors were taken by the wives of the Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim. They took them out to the fields when the husbands were working very hard and were tired in the fields. And they looked at themselves together with their husbands in these mirrors. And the women said to their husbands, "I am more beautiful than you." And then the husband said, "No, I am more beautiful than you." And through looking at each other in the mirrors, this brought them to Taiva, and they had relations in the fields of Mitzrayim. As the Pasuk says, "Tachas hatapuach oirarticha," under the apple tree, I have aroused you. And since these mirrors were used to bring husband and wife together, Therefore, the kiyar was made out of these mirrors. And since the saita was different than these women, because these women wanted to be together with their husbands, and the saita went astray and was mezane with another man, therefore we tell her to drink from the waters of the kiyar, from the kiyar which she acted differently than those women. And the reason why we place these waters in a kli cheres, an earthenware kli, is because she gave the adulterer fine wine in fine glasses. Therefore, we give her bitter water in a lowly cup of cheres, of earthenware. It is interesting to note that certain things that were done to the saita are connected to the way she acted. And then there are certain things that are just the opposite of the way she acted. If you look in Pasuk Tesvav, it seems like everything that we do to the saita is connected to what she did. We give her food of an animal because she acted like an animal. We don't put oil on her mincha because she did an act in the darkness. We don't put levoina on her mincha because levoina represents the imois and she parted from their ways. However, when you look in Pasuk Yud Zayin, we see that we do everything opposite of the way she was. We give her minim from the kiyar because she was different than the women who donated the mirrors for the kiyar. And we give her water in the kli cheres because she was different when she gave fine wine in fine vessels to the adulterer. Why are certain things that we do to the saita connected to the way she acted, and certain things are just the opposite from the way she acted? And the pasuk continues, "Behemet haKohen es ho'isha lifnei Hashem," and the Kohen will have the isha stand before Hashem. And Rashi says this was in the Shara Niknor. Rashi asks, didn't the pasuk already say in pasuk Tezayin that the woman, the saita, stands in the Shara Niknor? Why is it repeated again in pasuk Yudches? He answers, because the Kohen constantly moves about the saita from place to place in order to tire her out, and maybe she will be moideh, she will admit that she was mezaneh. Therefore the pasuk says, v'hikriv oisa kohen v'midah lifnei Hashem. He places her in the Shara Niknor. And then it says it a second time, because he took her away from the Shara Niknor to walk her around and tire her out, and then he brings her back. Ufara es roisha isha, and he uncovers the hair of the isha, and also undoes the braiding of her hair. And the Gemara also adds on that he uncovers her chest. And he puts in her hand the mincha of remembrance, minchas kinoisi. It is a mincha of jealousies. And the reason for her carrying this mincha is also to tire her out. In the hand of the kohen will be mehamorim, the bitter waters, which are called bitter waters because they will make her end bitter if she was mezana. Hamaorim, which will take her out of this world, that will make her missing from this world. Vishbia oisa hakoin, and the kohen will make her be sworn. If you look in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, it says again, Vishbia hakoin as a isha, that the kohen is mashbia the isha. Rashi goes according to the shita of Rav in Masechta Saita, that there are two oaths, two shvuos, that took place by the Saita. One is mentioned in Pasuk Yotes, Vishbia oisa hakoin, and then there was a shvuas ha'olo, a shvua of a curse, which is in Pasuk Chaf Aleph. And the pasuk says, pasuk yutes, vishbia oisa hakoyen, and the koyen will make the isha be sworn. Va'omar elo isha, and he will say to the woman, im lo shochav ish oisach, if no man lied with you or was mezana with you, v'im lo satis tuma tachas ishech, and you did not turn away to be metami yourself with a man other than your husband, hinaki, you will be innocent, mimei hamorim hamaorim ba'ele, from these bitter waters that will take you out of this world. And Rashi tells us that from the negative we deduce the positive. The pasuk says by the shvuah that if she was not mezana, then hinaki, she will be innocent. But we learn from there that if she was mezana, lo tinaki, she will not be innocent. And the pasuk continues with the shvuas ha'ola, the second shvuah, va'at ki sotis tachas ishech, and if you will turn to someone other than your husband, v'chinit meis, and if you will be mezana and be metami yourself, and a man will lie with you other than your husband, then the kohen will be mashpia and cause the isha to be sworn with an oath of a curse. And really the pasuk reads this way, pasuk chaf aleph and then pasuk chaf. The kohen will be mashpia the isha with an oath of a curse, and he will say, pasuk chaf, ואחי סוטס תחס אישך וחינת מייס ואיתן יש פוח לשכפת מבעל די אישך. If you will turn away and be mezana with somebody other than your husband, then ואומר הכהן לא אישו, the kohen will say to the אישו, ייתן השם אוי סוח לאולו ולשבוע בסייך עמך. Hashem shall set you as a curse and as a shvua, an oath, among your people. Hashem will make you as an oath means that if somebody wants to curse his friend, he will say, you shall be cursed the way this isha is cursed. And l'shvua means that if somebody wants to swear that it is true what he's saying, he will say, if it's not true what I'm saying, then it should happen to me what happened to this isha. V'seis Hashem, when Hashem will give es yerechech noifeles, your thighs to fall, ves mitnech, and your stomach tzava to swell. Rashi asks that over here by the curse in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, it says first that her thighs will fall and then her stomach will swell. However, in Pasuk Chaf Zayin, when the Pasuk discusses when the Saita is actually drinking the water, the Pasuk says it in the reverse, the tzav sabitna v'nafla yurecha, her stomach will swell and then her thighs will fall. Why does it change the order? And Rashi answers that over here by the curse, it says first the yerech and then the beta and the stomach, because when an isha is mezane, her thighs have hana, have pleasure from the act before her beta and her stomach. Therefore, by the curse, we curse her yerech, her thighs first, and then her beta. However, when the water actually entered the saita, it punished her according to the order of the way it went down into the stomach. First the stomach, and then the yerech. That is why later on it says the stomach first, the betten first, and then the yerech. Uvo hamayim hamaorim ma'ele, and these afflictive waters will come b'me'ayech into your stomach, latzpois betten, to cause the stomach to swell, v'lanpil yorech, and to cause the thighs to fall. Although in Pasuk Chaf Aleph it already said that the thighs will fall and the stomach will swell, this Pasuk repeats it to tell you that this will occur also by the boil, by the adulterer. He will also have his stomach swell and his yerech, his thighs fall. The Amra Ha'isha, and the Isha will say, Amen, Amen. She will accept what the Kohen just said. Why does it say Amen twice? Rashi tells us, Amen, one Amen on the Shvua, and one Amen on the Olo. As we said earlier, according to Rav, there was a Shvua and a Shvua Sa'olo. So on both oaths, she said Amen. Also, Amen, I agree to this Shvua that I was not Mezana when I was in Arusa, after the first stage of marriage. And also, Amen, that I was not Mezana when I was in Asua, after the second stage of marriage. Amen, I was not Mezana with this person. Amen, it is true that I was not Mezana with another person. And also, Amen, I was not Mezana when I was a Shomeres Yavam. A Shomeres Yavam is an Isha whose husband died and they did not have any children. So the husband's brother has to do Yibum or Chalitza on this woman. And during the time that she is waiting for either Yibum or Chalitza, she is called a Shomeres Yavam. She is waiting for her Yavam. So she is saying that I was not Mezane while I was waiting for the Yavam. And also, Amen, it is true that I was not Mezane even after the Yavam was Koineser, took her into marriage. She was not Mezane after the marriage to the Yavam. That's why it says a double lashon, Amen, Amen. The kosav et ha'olos ha'ela ha'koyim ba'sefer, and then the koyim will write these curses on a scroll, u'mocha el mei ha'morim, and he will erase the writing of this scroll in the bitter waters. The hishkas ha'isha, and he will give the isha to drink es mei ha'morim ha'morim, the bitter waters that will take her out of this world. Uva uva, and they will enter into her, ha'mayim ha'morim, the waters that will take her out of this world, lemorim, to make her bitter at the end. Rashi tells us that it is not at this point that the Saita drank the water, because first she brought the carbon in Pasuk Chaf Hei, and then in Pasuk Chaf Zayin is when she actually drank the water. So why does the Pasuk say over here that she drank the water? Rashi answers, because the Pasuk wants to tell us that when she drinks this water, it will make her end bitter, and not only will her stomach and her thighs be affected, but as the Pasuk says, uva uva, her whole body will be affected. And the Pasuk only mentions her yerech and her beten because they started and they initiated the avera. But really, her whole body will be affected by the mei hamorim. And the kohen will take from the hand of the isha. the mincha of jealousies, v'heinefes ha-mincha lefnei Hashem, and the kohen together with the isha will wave the mincha before Hashem, up and down and back and forth. And Rashi tells us that the kohen places his hand under the hand of the isha and picks up the mincha together with her. The Yerushalmi asks, isn't this a davar mechur, an ugly act, that the kohen shall place his hand on a isha zara, on a strange woman? The Yerushalmi answers that the kohen would place a cloth between the isha and his hand, this way he did not actually touch the isha. But the Yerushalmi asks, if so, there would be a chatzitza between his hand and the mincha. So how can we say that he put a cloth in between him and the isha? Therefore, he says that maybe we are talking about an elderly kohen who it is not such a davar mechur for him to touch the hand of the isha. And even if you'll say that it was a younger kohen, Yerushalmi says that maybe it is not a davar mechur since he is touching her for such a short span of time. According to Tosfos and Kedushin, this kasha doesn't start because if you look at Tosfos and Kedushin, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, Divrei HaMaskil Machnis, he says that the kohen put his hand on bottom and the isha on top means that the kohen put his hand underneath the vessel and the isha held the vessel from the top. According to this, the kohen's hands and the isha's hands never touched. And after they did the tnufa, the hikrivoisa el hamizbeach, the kohen will bring the mincha close to the mizbeach. This is hagosha el keren dromis marovis, bringing the mincha to the southwestern portion of the mizbeach. And this is something that was really done by all menachos. V'komas ha-kohen min ha-mincha, es az karosa. Then the kohen will take a three-finger scoopful from the mincha, which is its memorial portion that goes on the mizbeach. V'hikter ha-mizbecha, and he will smoke this kmitza on the mizbeach. V'achar yashke es ha-isha es ha-moyim. And afterwards, the soita, the isha, will drink the water. V'hishka es ha-mayim, and she will drink the water. For Rashi, the pasuk just said, V'achar yashke es ha-isha es ha-moyim. Why does it say a second time, V'hishka es ha-mayim? Rashi answers, because before the name of Hashem was erased, if the Saita decided that she did not want to drink the water, she did not have to. She would leave the marriage without a ksuva, and that's it. But after the Shem Hashem was erased in the water, she does not have a choice. They force her to drink the water. That's why it says, V'hishko es amayim. They force her to drink the water after the Shem Hashem was erased. V'hoyisa im nitma'a. And it will be, if she was matame and she was mazana, Vatimol mal beisha, and she committed a trespass against her husband. Uva hamayim hamarim lamar, and then these afflictive waters will make her end bitter. Vitzavsa bitna v'nafli yirecha, her stomach will swell and her thighs will fall. As we mentioned earlier, the order when the water entered her body was to affect first her stomach and then her thighs, and then the rest of her body will fall ill. V'hoisa isha la'ola b'kerv amo, and the isha will be as a curse among her nation. Rashi tells us from the words Bekerav Amo that she will be embarrassed among the people she knows, because it is a greater humiliation to be embarrassed in front of people that you are familiar with. V'im loy nitma'a ha'isha, if the isha was not mezana, utahirahi, and she is tahar. Why do we say a double lashon loy nitma'a and then utahirahi? Rashi tells us, im loy nitma, if she was not metame and not mezana with this person that she was accused of being mezana with, utahirihi, and she was tahar from being mezana with anyone else, v'niksa, and she will be innocent, v'nizra azara, and she will bear a seed. Which means, not only will she be innocent, but v'nizra azara, if she gave birth with difficulty up to now, she will give birth with ease, and if she gave birth to dark children, she will give birth to fair-skinned children. Zois teres haknois, this is the law of the jealousies, asher tiste isha tachas isha v'nitmo, where a woman strayed from the path of snias and she was mezane with somebody other than her husband. Oy ish asher tavar ola ruach kina, if this husband was a man that was jealous, v'kine es ishtoi, and he warned his wife, v'hemid es ha'isha l'fnei Hashem, then the kohen will cause the isha to stand before Hashem, v'osa lo ha'kohen eis kol ha'torah hazois, and the kohen will do all these laws. V'niko ha'ish me'ovoin, and the man, the husband, will be innocent from sin, v'ho'isha ha'hi tisos avoina, and this woman will carry her avera. Rashi tells us two pshatim in this pasuk. Either the pasuk is talking about that the isha drank from the water, and she was mezaneh, and therefore she died, The pasuk is saying, "V'nika ish me'avon." The husband should not think that he caused her death. He should have kept quiet and let HaKadosh Baruch Hu take care of her sin. No, the pasuk says, "V'nika ish me'avon." The husband is innocent from sin. He did the right thing. Ve'isha hahi tisas avoina, and this woman will carry her avera. Rashi in the second shot says that the pasuk is talking about that she drank the water and she was tahar. Nothing happened to her. She was not mizana. So the pasuk says that at that point she is mutter to her husband again, because up to the point that she drinks the water, she is usher to her husband. Now, once she drinks the water and she is proven to be innocent, v'niko ha'ish me'ovon, then the husband is mutter and innocent from sin if he has relations with her. Ve'o'isho ahi tisa es avoino. What does it mean that this isha carries her avera if she was innocent? Because still, she was teit midarche atznius, she turned away from the modest way by being secluded with this man. Therefore, since she was secluded with this person, she was teit midarche atznius, and therefore, she is tisa es avoina, she carries her sin. Zokt Rashi, ish ish ki siste ishtoi, makos of lamala min ha'in, what is written above this topic? The ish es kadoshav lo yiyu. If a person will hold on to his maisrois, imatoma'akev, matonois hakoyein, if you will hold back from giving the gifts to the koyein, chayecho, I swear by your life, shetistarach lovei esloi lohobi lois asoita, you will need to come to him to bring the soita. And the Maral explains that the koyein brings peace between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And one who does not give the gifts to the koyein is denying this peace that the koyein brings. Therefore, he will have to bring his wife to the Kohen to make peace between he and his wife. Maskelo David asks that this seems to be a case, like the Gemara says in Makis, Tuvya Chata v'zigud minged. Tuvya sins, and zigud is the one that gets punished. Here too, the avera was done by the husband. He did not give the matonish to the Kohen. And who gets punished? His wife, who is mezanet. What is the connection between his avera and her sin? Therefore, he learns that since this person stole from the Kohen, he will have to come back as a Gilgal. He will have to come back again to this world. And when he comes back again, he will marry a second Isha. And this second Isha is Zivuk Sheni, which we know is Lefi Maisav. A person gets his second wife according to his deeds. And since his deeds were that he stole from the Kohen, therefore, according to his actions, he will marry such a wife. And that's why we give him a wife that will be mezane while she is married with him. Ayin shom b'maskil l'david. Zok Rashi ish ish. Why does it say a double lashon ish ish? L'amedcha, to teach you, shemayelas b'shtayim. She is doing wrong to two people. B'ish melchama shel mala, to Hashem, who is the ish melchama, like it says, Hashem ish melchama in Parshas B'shalach. V'isha, and against her husband, milmata below. So ish ish is referring to Hashem and her husband. Kisiste ishtoi, Shana Rabbi Seinu, our Chachamim learned, Ein hamen no'afin, no'afin, adulterers do not commit adultery, achetikonis bahen ruach shtus, unless it enters into them a spirit of foolishness. Dechsev, like the Pasuk says over here, Kisiste, that she will have a ruach shtus in her. Uksivboy, and it says in Mishlei, No'ef isha, one who is mezana with a woman, chasar lev, lacks sense. Upshuta shal mikro, and the simple meaning of the pasuk is ki siste. The word siste comes from the word tate, to move aside. Tate midarchi tznius. She veered away from the way of modesty. The techshad be'enav, and she became suspect in his eyes. Ukmoi, like the pasuk says, shitei me'olav avor. Move aside from him and pass. And also al yesh el drochei libecho. Do not let your heart turn to her. Zok Rashi umalo voy mal. She will commit a trespass against him. Umau amal, and what is this trespass? Zadrashi v'shochav ish oisa, and a man will lie with her. Ish prat lekotin umisheina ish. The word ish is coming to exclude a cotton and somebody who is not an ish, which means an animal. Both of these relations will not cause her to be usher to her husband. Zadrashi oisa shichvasera. Why do we need the word oisa? Shichivasa poiselas oisa. Her lying, the Isser of Eishas Ish, will prohibit her to her husband. But if her husband is mezana with her sister, that will not asser the husband and wife to each other. Like we said, that I might think you would make a kavachomer Madach, the Isra of Eishes Ish, which is weaker, that comes off through a get, assers her on her husband. Definitely the Isra of Achois Ishtoi, which does not come off through a get, should definitely asser her on the husband. Therefore the Pasuk says, Oysa, only the Isra of Eishes Ish, and not the Isra of Achois Ishtoi. Zok Rashi kemaise b'shtei achois, like the story with two sisters, shehoyu doimais zu lezu, that were similar to each other. The story of the two sisters is that there were two sisters that looked alike, and they were married, and one of them was Mezana, and her husband wanted to take her to the Kohen to drink the water of the Saita. She was afraid to drink this water, because if she would drink it, she would die. So therefore, she switched places with her sister, and her sister drank the water and nothing happened. But what happened after that was they were so excited about their successful scheme that they hugged each other and kissed each other out of excitement. And when they kissed each other, the taste of the mehamorim, of the water of the soita, went from the sister into the sister that was mezana and killed her instantly. This shows that one cannot escape from Hashem. If Hashem wants to punish you, He will end up punishing you and find a way to do that. The Mefarshim are bothered how this comes in to this Rashi that discusses the Isra of Eishes Ish and the Isra of Achois Ishtoi. And the Sifsei Chachamim says that he found a pshat that really this belongs in Rashi earlier, Ish Ish, that says that she rebelled against her husband and Hashem. And over there, where it says that she rebelled against Hashem, we bring about this story to show that you cannot escape from Hashem. Zok Rashi v'nela me'ene isha, and it will be hidden from the eyes of her husband. So Rashi says, Me'ene Isha comes prat to exclude Lasuma, a blind man. The wife of a blind man will not drink the Saita water. And secondly, Ho'im Hoya Roya Uma'amen, if he saw what happened and he suppresses this information, Ein Hamayim Boitkin Oisa, the waters will not test her. Since it says, Vinelam, Me'ene Isha, and it was hidden from the eyes of her husband, which means if the husband saw the act, the water will not test her. Finistera, and she was secluded with this man, Shir Shetiroya Lutumas Bia, an amount of time that is fit to do the act of Bia. So the Pasuk, when it says Finistera Vihinitma, means she was secluded the amount of time of the Tumah. The Eidim Ba, and there were no Eidim, Hoim Yesh Ba Afilu Eid Echod, Sha'amar Nitmeis, if there was even one Eid, one witness that says that she was Mezana, Lahoisa Shoisa, she would not drink. There were no witnesses that she was Mezana. There were two witnesses that saw them secluded together. And she was not Nispasa Nensa. She was not forced. He will force her and be Mezana with her. Zakrashi va'avar olav ruach kina, a spirit of jealousy passed over him. This took place before they were secluded together. Before they were secluded, he was jealous and warned her. Zakrashi ruach kina v'kine, a spirit of jealousy, and he warned her. Pirish Rabbi Seinu, our Chacham explained, the word v'kine in the pasuk means lashon hasra, a language of warning. Shemasra ba, he warned her, al tisasri imish pleini, do not become secluded with this man. V'hinitma, and either she was mezana, oy avar al ruach kina v'hiloy nitma. Kloimar, hu hasra ba, he warned her. V'avar al hasrasai, and she transgressed his warning. But it is not known in Nitma Imlav if she was Mezana or not. Zakrashi, that she brings a Karban Mincha from Kemach, Shelo Yehe Misoiles, it should not be from sifted flour, only from unsifted flour. And it should be Sa'arim, barley, V'loichitim, and not wheat. Because, He Osa Ma'ase Behema, she did an act of an animal, the Karbono Macho Behema, therefore her Karban will be food for an animal. Lo'itzak Olav Shemen, he shall not pour on it oil, shelo yehei karbono muhudar, in order that her carbon should not be elegant. And also, shashemen karu'ar, because oil is called light. As Sifsei Chacham explains, shemen is called yitzar, and yitzar is like the word tzaharayim, the afternoon, which is light. V'hi asa v'choshech, and she did an act at night, so therefore we do not place shemen, which is light. V'lo yitein olav levoina, he shall not place on it frankincense, shehoimois nikrois levoina, because the imois, Sarah, Rivka, Rocha, and Leah, were called levoina. Shenema, like the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, el givas halevoina, to the givas halevoina, the hills of levoina. So levoina is referring to the imois. V'hi parsha bidarcheihem, and she parted from their modest ways. And therefore, we do not want to place Levoina by her mincha. Zok Rashi ki minchas kenois hu, because it is a minchas kenois, Rashi is bothered why the Lashon Zohar of who is being used. Since mincha is a Lashon Akeva, it should have said ki minchas kenois hi. Zok Rashi, who is not going on the mincha, but rather on the flower, which is kemach, and kemach is a Lashon Zohar. Ki minchas kenois hu, what is the minchas kenois? Ha kemach hazeh, this flower. Kemach Lashon Zohar, kemach is a Lashon Zohar, and therefore it says hu. One must wonder why Rashi is medayik this diak first at the end of this pasuk when it says kiminchas kenois hu, and not earlier in the pasuk where it says lo yitzik olav shemen v'lo yiten olav levoina. Olav is also a lashon zachar. He shall not pour on him shemen. What does on him mean? It must be on the flour. So why did Rashi explain this earlier in the pasuk? Zok Rashi minchas kenois, a mincha of jealousies. What's the plural kenois? Mareras oleo shtei kenois. It brings upon her two jealousies, kines hamokoim v'kines habal, the jealousy of Hashem and the jealousy of her husband. Zok Rashi mayim kedoshim, holy waters, shekotru b'kiyar, they became holy in the kiyar. Lefi shenasa kiyar mina choshes maris hatzoivos, since the kiyar was made from the copper mirrors, v'su pirsho midar chehen, and this woman separated from the ways of those women that were in Mitzrayim who donated these mirrors, because they would have relations with their husbands in Mitzrayim under the apple tree. And this woman was different than them, and she ruined herself to be mezana with somebody else. Tibodik boy, she should be checked with these waters through the waters of the Kiyar. Rashi seems to say over here that the reason why this woman drinks from the waters of the Kiyar is because she was different than the women who donated these mirrors for the Kiyar. They stuck to their husbands, and she did not. However, Rashi, at the end of Parshat Vayakel, seems to say a bit different. He says that the purpose of these mirrors in Mitzrayim was to make peace and harmony between husband and wife in Mitzrayim. So therefore, let these mirrors continue to make peace, and let the Saita drink from these waters that were in the Kiyar. And through that, she will prove her innocence, and thereby continue the peace between husband and wife. So according to this pshat, the Saita is not different than the women of Mitzrayim. Just the opposite. By drinking these waters, she will prove her innocence and be like the women in Mitzrayim. Zokt Rashi, Bechli Cheres, in an earthenware vessel, he hishkosa esanoyef yayin meshubach bechoises meshubachim, she gave the adulterer to drink fine wines in fine glasses, lefikach tishte mayim hamorim, therefore she shall drink the bitter waters, b'mekei de bezuya shel cheres, in a lowly cup of earthenware. Zok Rashi, v'hem ben ha-koyin, and the koyin will cause the isha to stand. Freik Rashi v'aloi kfar nemar v'amido lefnei Hashem, the pasuk says earlier in pasuk tezayin that she was already standing before Hashem, ela only mesiyin hoyu oisa mimakim lemakim. They would move her around from place to place, k'deliyaga, to tire her out, v'titroiv data v'toida, and she will become confused, and she will be moida, she will admit her sin. Zok Rashi ufora, he will uncover the isha's head, soisa es kliasara, he will undo the braiding of her hair, k'delevazoiza, in order to degrade her. Mikan, from here we see, livnes Yisrael, that Jewish girls, shegila harosh g'nailohem, revealing their head is shameful for them. Lefnei Hashem, she stood before Hashem, b'shar ha-niknor, in the niknor gate, hu shar ho-azor ha-mizrochi. This is the eastern gate of the Azor, derech kol ha-nichnosim, the way people enter. V'nosen al-kapeho, and he will place the mincha on her hands, liyaga, to tire her out. Ulai titrof daita v'toida. Maybe she will become confused and admit. V'layimcha shem ha-miyuchad al-amayim, and the special name of Hashem will not become erased in the water. Maskil David asks, why over here, when we place the mincha in her hands and we tire her out, Rashi says the reason why we want to tire her out is because we don't want to erase the Shem HaMiyuchad in the water. Earlier, when it says we want to tire her out and we bring her from place to place, Rashi just says, K'dei liyaga, to tire her out, v'titrof daita v'toida, and she will become confused and be moida. But over there, Rashi does not say the reason in order not to erase the Shem Hashem. What's the difference? Maskil David answers, earlier in Rashi, when Rashi discusses moving her around from place to place in order to tire her out, that she should be moida, That was done before we disgraced her by letting down her hair. So it could very well be that the reason why we want her to be Maida is in order not to disgrace her. It does not have to be that we do not want to erase the Shem Hashem. However, over here when we place the mincha in her hands and we are trying to tire her out, this was done after we already disgraced the Isha. So the reason why we want to tire her out must be only because we do not want to erase the Shem Hashem. Zot Rashi Hamorim, the bitter waters. Why are the waters called bitter? Ashem Seifon, because of their end. Shehei Morim La, because they will be bitter to her. Hama'orim, Hamachasrim Oysam in Oilam, the waters that will take her out from this world. Lashon Sila in Mamir, a piercing thorn. So just like something that is piercing is making a hole and causing something to be missing, so too these waters will cause the Isha to be missing from this world. V'lo yitochen lefarish mayim arurim. It is not proper to translate mei hama'orim to mean mayim arurim, cursed waters. Firstly, shari kedoshim hein. These waters were holy, like the pasuk says earlier, mayim kedoshim. They were holy in the kiyar. And secondly, v'lo arurim kosav hakosav. The pasuk does not call them mayim arurim, cursed waters, but rather ela me'orim, waters that cause the action to something else. Ela me'orim esacherim. They cause others to be missing. They cause the Isha to be missing from the world. So we cannot teach it mei hama'orim mayim arurim, cursed waters. Va'af unkelis, and even unkelis that teaches the word hama'orim to mean cursed, lo tirgum litaya, he does not explain it to mean litaya, cursed waters, ela melatataya, waters that curse somebody else. Shemaris klola begufa shalzu, waters that show a curse in the body of this saita. So it definitely does not mean cursed waters. If anything, it will mean waters that cause a curse in somebody else. Zakt Rashi Vishbia, and the Kohen will be Mashbia the Isha, Umahi Ashvua, what is this oath? Im Lo Shochav, if you were not Mezaneh Hinoki, then you will be innocent. Ha Im Shochav, but if you were Mezaneh Hinoki, you will be choked by these waters. Or another Girsa, Lo Tinoki, you will not be innocent. From the negative, we can deduce the positive. From the negative, that if you were not Mezaneh, you will be innocent, we can deduce the positive, that if you were Mezaneh, you will be punished. It is a mitzvah to start off by dinei nefashos, dinei Torah, that are involved with life and death, to start off leaning toward the innocence. Therefore, we start off, if you were not Mezaneh, then you will be innocent. And we can deduce from there that if you were Mezaneh, then you will be punished. Zakrashi va'at kisotis ki mishamish b'loshen im. The word ki means im. It means if you were Mezaneh, then you will be punished. B'shvua sa'ola, shivua shal klola, a shvua of a curse. Yitin Hashem oischa la'ola, Hashem will place you as a curse. Sheyihu hakol mekalim beich. Everybody will curse in you. The curse will be Yevayecha, it should happen to you, Kedero Shebol Aplonis, what happened to this Isha. Vilishvua, and you will also be placed as a Shvua, Sheyu HaKol Nishpoyim Beich, everybody will swear in you. Im Loi, a person will say, if it is not true what I am saying, Yerali Kedero Sheiru Aplonis, it should happen to me what happened to her. Vechenu Oimer, and so it says in Yeshaya, V'nachtem Shimchem Lishvua LeBechirai, your name will be placed for a shvua to my chosen ones. Sheat tzadikim nishpoin, because tzadikim swear b'poranusan shel rishoim, by the punishments of the wicked. The tzadikim swear and say, if it's not true what I'm saying, I should be punished like that rasha. V'chein le'inyan brocha, and also by brocha, we bless somebody that he should be like that blessed person. Like it says in the pasuk, v'nivruchu v'chol kol mishpachos ha'adama, they will bless in you all the families of the earth. And also by Ephraim and Menashe, it says, "B'chol yivarch Yisrael lemor," and you, Klal Yisrael, will bless. Zakrashi, a shirechech nefeles, your thigh will fall and your stomach will swell. Beklola, over here by the curse, hiktim yerech lebeten. It says the yerech, the thigh before the beten. But later on, it says beten before yerech when she actually drinks the water. Rashi says, "Lefishabo hischila ba'averet chila." By the curse, we curse the Yerach first, because she started with the Avera first, with the Yerach. Because when somebody does Tashmish Amita, the thighs have pleasure from the Kirav Basar first, and then the stomach. That's why we curse the Yerach first. Tzava k'targuvay nefucha, it means to swell. Zokt Rashi, latz pois beten, kimoy lahatz pois beten. The water causes the stomach to swell. Zehu shimush pasach shalam in nekudabay. This is the usage of the pasach under the lamet. Latzpois is like lehatzpois, to cause to swell. V'chein lan choysam aderech, to cause the way to be led. It's as if it says lehan choysam. And also lar oischem bederech ashetelchuba, to cause to be shown the way you shall go. Lar oischem is like lehar oischem. V'chein lan pil yerech in this pasuk, lahan pil yerech, to cause the thigh to fall. Shehamayim, because the water mitzabim es habeten, causes the stomach to swell, umapilim es hayerech, and causes the thigh to swell. Latz bois beten velampel yerech, bitnoi v'yerecha shel boil, is this referring to the stomach and the thigh of the adulterer? Oy enoi elo shel novelas, maybe it is referring to the stomach and the thigh of the woman that was mezana. Kishu oimers yerechich nefelas ve bitnech tzavo, when the previous pasuk says, yerechich nefelas and bitnech tzavo, hare shel novelas amur, it was referring to the isha. So why do we need this pasuk, latzpois beten v'lan pil yarech? It must be telling me that the adulterer also will have his stomach swell and his thighs fall. Amen, amen. Zagrashi kabola shvuah. This is an acceptance of the shvuah. Amen ala ola. Amen ala shvuah. I accept the ola. I accept the shvuah. Amen me'ish zeh. Amen me'ish acher. I accept the shvuah that I was not mezana with this man or another man. Amen shiloy satisi arusa unesua. I accept the shvua that I was not mezana when I was an arusa, by the first stage of marriage, and also when I was in nesua, the second stage of marriage. Shemeres yavam uknusa. I was not mezana when I was a shemeres yavam, and I was not mezana after the yavam was koines and brought me into marriage. Zakrashi v'hishka es ha'isha, and he will give the isha to drink. Einzer seder hamase. This is not the sequence of events. Sharu b'tchila hikriv minchasa, because first he brought her mincha and then she drank the water. So why does the pasuk say over here v'hishka es ha'isha? Ela hakosu mevasercha. The pasuk is telling you shekishi ashkeno, when she drinks the water, yavoyu v'alamor, it will come into her and be bitter to her. V'fishenema beten v'yerach. Since before it says that her stomach and her thighs will be punished, minayin l'shar kol haguf. How do we know the rest of her body will also be punished? Tamad loymar, therefore the pasuk says over here, uva uva, and it will come into her, bikula, into her whole body. Im kein ma tamad loymar beten v'yerach, why does it say beten and yerach? L'fi shehen ischilu ba'aver tchila, since they initiated the sin in the beginning, l'fichach hischil mehem haperonios, therefore the punishment starts with them. So the waters will enter the body and punish the stomach and the thighs, and afterwards the whole body. Lemorim liyosla ro'im umorim, to be to her bad and bitter at her end. Zakrashi vehenif, and they wave the mincha. Moilich umevi, they wave it back and forth. Mala umorid, up and down. Va'afhi menifa imoy, and she also picks it up together with him. Sheyoda lamalo, her hand is on top. Miyoda shel koin, above the hand of the koin. Vehikriv oisa, and he brings it close. Zuhi agashosa bekerem dromis marovis. This means bringing it to the southwestern corner of the mizbeach. Koidem kemitza, before the kemitza is done. Kishar menachos, like all other carbon menachos. As karosa, what is the memorial portion? Hu akoymeitz, this is the kemitza. Shal yedei haktarosai, through smoking it on the mizbeach, hamincha bo lizikaron ligavaya. The mincha comes as a remembrance to Hashem. Vehishkes amayim. Why does it say Vehishka after the pasuk earlier said Va'achar Yashke Eso Isha Samayim? The rabbis is coming to include Shem Amra, if she says Eni Shoisa, I do not want to drink, La'achar Shinim Chako Hamagila, after the scroll was erased and the Shem Hashem was erased, Ma'arin Oisa Umashkin Oisa Balkarcha, we pour it down her throat against her will. Ela Im Kain Amra Tamehani, unless she definitely says that I am Tame. But if she just says that she does not want to drink, then we force her to drink, since the Shem Hashem was already erased. But before the Shem Hashem was erased, she has the option of saying that she does not want to drink, and then she will go out of her husband and be divorced from her husband without a ksuba. The tzavsa bitna, and her stomach will swell. Afa pishabek lole hiski yerach tchila, even though by the curse it says the thigh first. Hamayim einon boivkin elak derach knisasam ba. The water tests her and goes into her and punishes her the way that it enters her. So first her stomach will swell and then her thighs will fall. The isha will be for a curse. Just like I explained, that everybody will curse in her and say that you should be like that cursed woman. There is a difference between a person who is humiliated in a place that he is known, to a person who is humiliated in a place that he is unknown. So here the pasuk is saying that she will be disgraced in a place that she will be known in front of her friends. Zakrashi v'im loy nitma ha'isha b'stirazu, if the isha will not be tameh and had not been mezaneh by this seclusion, utahari mimakamacha, and she will also be tar that she was not mezaneh in any other place, the niksa, and she will be innocent mimayim hama'arim, from these afflictive waters, the loyoid, and not only that, ela v'nizra zara, she will bear seed. Im ha'isa yaledes b'tzar teled berevach, if she gave birth with pain, she will give birth with ease. If she gave birth to dark children, she will give birth to fair-skinned children. Oy ish, Zakrashi, kemoy oy noida, like the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim that says oy noida, if it will be known. So to over here, oy ish, if this man will be a jealous person. Kloimer, imish kanoyihu, if he's a jealous person. Lekach, vehemet es ha'isha, and therefore he will set up the isha to come to the kohen. Rashi says two pshatim. Im bat ku hamayim, if the waters test her and she dies, al yidag leimar, the husband should not worry and say, chafti b'misasa, I am the cause of her misa. Nakihu min ha'onesh, he is innocent from punishment. He did the right thing by bringing his wife to the kohen. Dava acher, another pshat, mish yashkeno, once he gave her to drink and nothing happened to her, tehe etzloi beheter, she may stay with him with full permission. V'nika may avoin, and he is free of sin. There is no iser with him having relations with his wife. Shasaita asur labalo, because when she was a saita, she was asur to her husband. But once she drank and she proves her innocence, then v'nika ha'ish may avoin, her husband is clean and innocent from sin if he has relations with her. And the pasuk continues with the parasha of Nazir. And Rashi tells us that the reason why Nazir is written next to the parasha of Saita is because if somebody sees the Saita Bikilkula in her state of disgrace, the way they embarrass her, Yazir Atzmai Minayayin, he should separate himself from wine, because wine brings to znus, it brings to adultery. And the pasuk says, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Dabel b'nei Yisrael, speak to the b'nei Yisrael, va'omarto aleihem, and you shall say to them, ish oy isha, a man or a woman. We see over here that even a woman can become a nazira. Kiafli, if he will express verbally, lindar neder, to make a vow, nazir, to become a nazir. The word nazir means a separation because he is separated from wine. Lahazir l'Hashem, to separate himself from wine, l'shem Hashem, for the sake of Hashem. Miyayin v'sheicho yazir, he shall separate himself from yayin, new wine, and shechar, old wine. The reason why old wine is called shechar, because older wine is mishaker, intoxicates even more. Chaymetz yayin v'chaymetz shechar lo yishteh, the vinegar of wine and the vinegar of old wine he shall not drink. V'chol mishras anovim, and anything which grapes were soaked into, lo yishteh, he shall not drink. V'anovim lachim viveshim, fresh grapes and dried grapes, lo yoichel, he shall not eat. Kol yimei nizroi, all the days of his nizirus, mikol asher yeyoseh migefen hayayin, anything that is made from wine grapes, mechatzanim, from the seeds, v'adzog, to the outer skin, lo yoichel, he may not eat. So the pasuk tells us the first law, the first halacha of a nazir, that he must separate himself from grapes and wine. And the pasuk continues with the second halacha of the nazir. Kol yimei neder nizroi, all the days of his vow, his oath for nazirus, ta'ar lo yavor al roshay, a razor may not pass over his head. Although the pasuk says over here, ta'ar lo yavor al roshay, a razor may not pass over his head, the Gemara in Nazir Daf Lamites learns out that he is not allowed to cut his hair with any type of instrument. If so, why does the pasuk say over here, ta'ar a razor? So the Gemara says, im einoy inyan, if it is not needed for this pasuk, we will use it in another pasuk. Because later on, at the end of the parasha of Nazir, where the pasuk discusses what karbonos he has to bring at the end of his completion of Nazirus, the pasuk says over there that he shaves the hair of his head. In pasuk Yud Ches it says, "V'gilach ha-nazir es rosh nizroi." The Nazir will shave the hair of his head. The pasuk over there does not say with what he shaves his head. So we take the word ta'ar over here and place it over there to teach us that over there he must use a razor to cut the hair of his head at the completion of his Nazirus. If you notice, the pasuk says, ta'ar lo yaver al roshay, a razor may not pass over his head. It says roshay, and the shailos and Truvitz Rashba, ois tav zayin is medayik from this word, that a nazir is only also b'taglachas harosh v'loy hazoken. He is only also to cut the hair of his head, but not the hair of his beard. And the pasuk continues, ad melois hayomim, he will not cut his hair until the completion of the days, asher yazer l'ashem, that he separated himself l'ashem. Kadosh yieh, his hair will be holy. Gadel, to grow. Peras ha'aroshay, the growth of the hair of his head. So this is the second halacha of a nazir, that he may not cut his hair during the days of his nazirus. And the pasuk now tells us the third halacha of the nazir. Kol yemei haziroi l'ashem, all the days that he separates himself l'ashem, al nefesh meis layovoi, he may not enter a tent that has a dead person in it. La'aviv uli'imoi, la'achiv ula'achoisoi, la'yitama lohem b'moisam. He may not be metame to them when they are dead, not to his father nor his mother, not to his brother nor his sister. Ki nezer elikov al-roshoi, because the crown of Hashem is on his head. Pasuk Vav that says, al nefesh meis layovoi, is telling us the prohibition of a nazir entering a tent that has a dead body in it. And Pasuk Zayin that says, lo yitama lohem b'moisam, is telling us the prohibition of a nazir touching a dead person. The Mefarshim, in the beginning of Parshas Emor, discuss why over here it says Aviv and then Imoy. First Aviv and then Imoy. And they explain it is loizu afsu, not only Aviv, but even Imoy. Because a person's father is not definitely his father. One cannot be 100% sure that this is his father. We rely on a chazaka, that the one who is married to your mother is probably your father. So the pasuk is saying, not only can't a nazir be metame to his father, who is not definitely his father, but even to his mother, who is definitely his mother, because we could have witnesses that saw the birth, still he may not be metame to her. Also, the Gemara in Megillah and the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yotes discuss why the pasuk has to list la'aviv, li'imai, la'achiv, u'la'choisai. Once the pasuk says al nefesh meis la'yavai, he cannot be metame to a meis, why is it necessary to list aviv, imai, achiv, and achoisai? And the Gemara says that it says aviv to teach us that he may not be metame to his father, but he may be metame to a meis mitzvah, somebody who does not have anybody else to bury him. Such a person, a nazir, may be metame to. And the rest of the pasuk, imoy, ochiv, and achoisoy, the Gemara learns out that not only may a nazir be metame to a meis mitzvah, but even if he has a double kedusha, where he is a nazir and a kohen, he still may be metame to a meis mitzvah. And then furthermore, even if he is a nazir and a kohen gadol, he may also be metame to a meis mitzvah. That is what the Gemara in Brachas learns out from the extra words. Kol yemei nizroi, all the days of his nazirus, kadosh hu l'Hashem, his guf, his body, is holy to Hashem, and therefore he may not be metame l'meis. So we have three isurim that a nazir may not do. He may not drink wine or eat grapes. He may not cut his hair. And also, he may not be metame l'meis. What is the reason for these three prohibitions? Rashi already told us that the reason why a nazir doesn't drink wine is because wine brings taniyuf to znus, and therefore, by not drinking wine, it will keep him away from znus. Concerning the Isra of Taglachas, of cutting his hair, the Mefarshim explained that one who cuts his hair is beautifying himself and really connecting himself to Gashmias and also to the Taivos of Olam Hazeh. Therefore, by a nazir refraining from cutting his hair, he is curbing his Taivos, his desires, and furthering himself from this world and connecting himself more to Ruchnias and Olam Haba. Concerning the Isra of being Metama Lameis, Tosfos learns that since a nazir has kedusha, he is like a kohen that cannot be metame to a meis. The Baal HaTurim explains differently. He says that since the nazir is on such a high level of kedusha, he might be zeicha to ashtroas hashchina and nevuah. And if he will be busy with mesim, with dead bodies, people might think that he is doyresh el mesim. He is somebody that is busy with witchcraft and bringing up dead bodies and dead souls from the past, and therefore he should not have anything to do with mesim. Now the pasuk continues by telling us what happens if the nazir becomes tameh during the time of his nazirus. V'chiyomus meis olav bepesa pison. If a person shall die near him unexpectedly, v'timei rosh nizrei, and he will become tameh. V'gilach roshay b'yem tarosay, he will shave the hair of his head on the day of his tahara. B'yem hashavi yigalachenu, on the seventh day he will shave the hair of his head. We know that a tameh meis, somebody who became tameh from a dead body, must sprinkle the ashes of the parah aduma on himself on the third day and the seventh day. Rashi tells us that he shaves the hair of his head only after he sprinkles the ashes of the parah aduma on him on the seventh day, because the pasuk says that he shaves the hair of his head b'yom taharosai, on the day of his tahara. So I might think this means the eighth day, the day that he brings his karbonos. Therefore the pasuk says no, b'yom hashavi yigalchenu, he shaves the hair on the seventh day. And if it would just say b'yom hashvi, on the seventh day, I might think that he shaves the hair before he sprinkles the ashes of the parah aduma. Therefore the pasuk says b'yom taharosai, on the day of his tahara. First he is metar himself with the ashes of the parah aduma, and then he shaves the hair of his head on the seventh day. And after sprinkling the ashes of the parah aduma and shaving the hair of his head, uvayom hashmini, and on the eighth day, yavishtei sarim oshnei bnei yona, he shall bring two turtle doves or two young doves, el hakoyin, to the koyin, el pesach oyel moed, to the opening, to the entrance of the oyel moed, v'osa hakoyin echod lechatos ve'echod le'oilo. And the Kohen will make one bird for a chatas and one bird for an oila, v'chiper olov, and he will atone on him, me'ashechota al hanofesh, from sinning al hanofesh. Rashi tells us two pshatim in what the words ashechota al nefesh means. Rashi's first pshat is v'chiper olov, and he is mechaper, he atones on him, me'ashechota, because this person sinned al hanofesh by being metame himself to a nefesh, to a dead body. Since he was metame himself to a mace, therefore he needs a kapora and atonement. According to this first pshat, al hanefesh is referring to the dead person. Rashi's second pshat is v'chiper olov, and the kohen will atone on him me'ashrechota al hanefesh, because the nefesh, which is referring to the nazir, sinned. In what way did he sin? Shetzir atzmai min hayayin, because he separated himself from wine. And since he added extra isurim, extra prohibitions on himself, therefore he needs an atonement. The kidash es roshoi bayemahu, and through this he sanctifies his head on that day. Vehizir l'Hashem es yimei nizroi, and he shall dedicate to Hashem the days of his nazirus. Vehevi keves ben shnosei la'osham, he also brings a keves, a sheep in its first year for a carbon osham. Vayomim harishonim yiplu, and the first days shall fall aside, they are not counted in the days of his nazirus. Kitamei nizroi, because he was metamei his first nazirus. He must start counting again from scratch. In Pasuk Yud Beis, we just saw that he must bring a keves la'osham, a sheep for an osham, as his kapara. Why isn't this carbon stated together with the other karbanos in Pasuk Yud Aleph? In Pasuk Yud Aleph, it says that he brings one bird l'chatos and one bird la'oilo. So why, in Pasuk Yud Beis, does it state separately that he brings the keves la'osham? The Gemara in Nozer, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, answers that the Torah wanted to put a hefsik, a separation between the chatos in Pasuk Yud Aleph and the osham in Pasuk Yud Beis, because the chatos is ma'akev the tahara. The chatos will prevent him from becoming tahor if he does not bring it. However, the keves la'osham is not ma'akev, and therefore the Torah separates it to Pasuk Yud Beis. In summary, a nozer that will become tameh during the days of his nazirus will have the ashes of the parah aduma sprinkled on him on the third and seventh day, and on that seventh day he will also shave the hair of his head. On the eighth day he will bring two birds as a korban, one lechatos and one le'oilo, and also a keves le'osham, and he will have to start counting again from scratch the days of his nazirus. The pasuk only discussed what happens if a nazir becomes tameh during the time of his nazirus, but it does not say what happens if a nazir will drink wine during the time of his nazirus, or if he will cut the hair of his head during the days of his nazirus. What is the halacha in those cases? The Mishnah in Nazir, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey, tells us that there is a difference between the nazir that became tameh and the nazir that cut his hair. because the Nazir who became Tamei has to start counting again his days of Nazirus no matter what. But the Nazir who cut his hair only has to start counting if he does not have 30 days left to his Nazirus. The halach is that when the Nazir cuts his hair at the end of his Nazirus, he must cut an amount of hair that grew for 30 days. So if he cut his hair and there aren't 30 days left to his Nazirus, then he must start counting again, because he must have 30 days of growth by the end of his Nazirus. But let's say he's a Nazir for a long time, and he cuts his hair, for example, in the middle of the year, and he has a half a year left to his Nazirus, then he does not have to recount, because he has more than 30 days left of growth until the end of his Nazirus. Another difference between the Nazir that became Tamei and the Nazir that cut his hair is that the Nazir that became Tamei brings a carbon, but the Nazir that cut his hair does not bring a carbon. Concerning a Nazir who drank wine during the days of his Nazirus, the Mishnah there tells us that he does not either bring a carbon, and he is the most lenient because he does not have to count at all from the beginning. He just continues his count as he was counting before. We must also understand why the Nazir must bring a carbon to begin with at the completion of his Nazirus. Typically, one who sins brings a carbon, not one who elevates himself. Therefore, the Gemara Nazir says that these karbanos are a chiddush shechitru Torah. It is a chiddush which we don't necessarily understand. Ramban offers a reason for these karbanos, and he says, this Nazir was on such a high level of prisha, separation from Olam Hazeh. Really, he should stay like that for all his life. Now that he goes back to his regular status, he brings a kapara for not remaining a Nazir for the rest of his life. Ayin Shom B'Ramban. And the pasuk continues by telling us what the Nazir has to do after he completes the days of his Nazirus. Nizoyis Taras HaNazir B'Yom Elois Yumei Nizroi. And this is the law of the Nazir on the day he completes the days of his Nazirus. Yavi Oisai, he brings himself El Pesach Oil Moed to the entrance of the Oil Moed. The Hikriv es Karboni LaShem, and he brings his carbon to Hashem, Keves a sheep, Ben Shinosoi in its first year. Tomim without a mum, Echod, he brings one sheep, La Oila for carbon Oila. The Chavsa Achas, and one female sheep, Bas Shinosoi in her first year, Tamima without a mum, Lechatos, for a carbon Chatos. Va'ayel Echod Tomim Lishlomim, and one ram without a mum for a carbon Shlomim. He brings three carbonos. A keves la'oilo, a kavso lechatos, and an ayel lishlamin. Visal matzos, and he brings a basket of matzos. Soiles, chalois belulas bashemen, flour made into chalois mixed with oil. Urikike matzos, and rikike matzos meshuchim bashemen smeared with oil. The difference between the chalois matzos belulas bashemen and the rikike matzos meshuchim bashemen is that the chalois belulas bashemen had the oil mixed into it when it was flour, as opposed to the rikike matzos, where the oil was smeared on after it was already baked. And Rashi tells us that he brought 10 chalos matzos and 10 rikike matzos. And the pasuk ends off, u'minchosam v'niskehem. He also brought their menachos, their kavim mincha, v'niskehem, and their wine to be poured on the mizbeach. Rashi says that the mincha and the nesachim only applied to the keves la'oilo and the ayel lishlamim, since a karbon chatos does not have a minchas nesachim accompanying it. The hikriv ha-koyin lefnei Hashem, and the koyin will be makriv these karbonos before Hashem, va'oso es chatosoi ve'es oilosoi, and he will be makriv his chatos and his oilo. Ve'eso ayel yase zevach shlomim la'Hashem, and the ayel he shall make as a carbon shlomim to Hashem, al sal ha-matzos. When he shechs the carbon shlomim, he should have in mind to be mekadesh, to make holy the basket of matzos. And then the Kohen will bring the mincha for this ayil, and the nesachim, the pouring of wine for this ayil. And the Nazir will shave the hair of his head, Pesach Oil Moed. Rashi says that the pasuk cannot be saying that he actually shaves the hair of his head in the Azara, because this would be derech bizoyin, a shameful way. Therefore, we must read the pasuk like this. V'gilach ha-nozir, the nozir will shave the hair of his head, Pesach oil moed, after he brings the shlomim that was shechted by the entrance of the oil moed. V'lokach es'ar roish nizroi, and he will take the hair from the head of his nizirus, v'nosan alo esh, and he will place it in the fire, asher tachas zevach ha-shlomim, which is under the pot which the shlomim was being cooked. Usually, a shlomim was not cooked in the area of the Beis HaMikdash. However, over here, The Kohen must take the Zroya B'Shela, the cooked foreleg of the animal, and do Tnufa with the Nazir together in the area of the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, this Shlamim was cooked in the Ezras Nashim, and the hair of the Nazir must be placed in the fire underneath the pot of this cooking. V'lokach HaKohen es HaZroya B'Shela, and the Kohen will take the foreleg which was cooked, min ha'ayil from the ram, v'chalas matza achas min ha'sal, and one challah from the basket, urikik matzo echod, and one rokik, v'nosan al kapei ha'nozer, and he will place all this on the hands of the nozer, achar iskalchei es nizroi, after he shaved off the hair of his nizirus, v'henif oisom ha'kohen tnufa lufnei Hashem, and the kohen will wave it up and down and back and forth together with the nozer. Kodesh Hula Kohen, it will be holy to the Kohen. The Kohen will receive the Zroya B'Shela, one Challah and one Rokik, as a Matona, a gift to him. Al Chazea Tnufa V'Al Shoika Truma, besides for the breast, which was waved back and forth, and besides for the thigh, that was lifted up and down, the Chaz V'Shoik, which always goes to the Kohen by a Shlomin. So besides for the Chaz V'Shoik, he also gets the Zroya, the Challah and the Rokik. V'Achar Yushteh Hanozer Yain, and after these carbonos, the nozer may drink wine. Zois Taras Hanozer Ashiyidar, this is the law of the nozer that will make a neder to become a nozer. Carbonu Lashem al Nizroi, these are the carbonos he brings for his nazirus. Milavad Asher Tasik Yodei, he brings these carbonos aside from the carbonos that he can afford to bring extra. For example, if he says, I want to become a nozer and bring 100 carbonos oilos, or 100 shlamim, he may do that. Kifi Nidroi Asher Yidar, according to his neder that he makes, ken yase al teres nizroi, so he can do to add on to his nazirus. He may bring more karbonos than he has to, but he may not bring less. Zok Rashi Pasuk Beis, ki yafli, yafrish, he will express verbally that he wants to become a nazir. Freik Rashi, loma nismucha parshas nazir leparshas soita, why is the parshas nazir placed adjacent to the parsha of soita? Really, these two people are very different. The Soita went after her tivus and desires in order to be mezaneh. And the Nazir wants to separate himself from the desires and the tivus of Oil Mazeh. So why are these two parshiyos placed next to each other? Loi melecha to tell you, shekol haroya Soita bekilkula, anybody who sees the Soita in a state of disgrace, the way they are mevazeher, yazer asma minayayin, he shall separate himself from wine. Shehu mevi lidei niyuf, because wine brings to adultery. Neder nozir, zok Rashi, e nizira b'chol mokam el aprisha. Nizira means a separation. Afkan shepirish minayayin, he is called a nozir because he separates himself from wine. Lahazir lashem, lahavdil asma minayayin l'shem Hashem, it means to separate himself from wine for the sake of Hashem, l'shem shomayim. Yayin v'shecher, what is this double lotion of yayin and shecher? Kitagumai, like Targum says, mechamar chadas, from new wine, v'atik, and old wine. Why is old wine called shecher? Sha'ayin mishaker kishuhu yoshon, because old wine is more intoxicating as it becomes older and older. Therefore, old wine is called shecher. V'ayin b'sefer nachlas Yaakov, who asks that we find the Parsha Shemini, Perik Yud Pasuk Tes, that over there also the Pasuk says Yain v'Shechar. And Rashi over there does not explain Yain v'Shechar, new wine and old wine, but rather Yain derech shikrusai, wine that is strong enough to intoxicate. Why doesn't Rashi over there explain like over here? Ayin in Nachlas Yaakov, what he answers. Zok Rashi v'chol mishras, loshen svia, it means a language of soaking, b'mayim oy b'chol mashke, in water or any other liquid. U'v'loshen mishne yesh harbe. And in Mishnayos, we find this many times. Ein shoyrin diyoy v'samemonim. You shall not soak ink and dyes. Or, nozir sheshara pita b'yayin. A nozir who soaks his bread in wine. Zok Rashi, he may not eat chartzanim heim hagarinim, the seeds. Zog heim aklipoy shim bibachutz. These are the peels on the outside. Shehachartzanim b'seichon ka'anvol b'zog. Because the seeds are inside of them like a clapper inside a bell. Therefore, the outer shell, the outer peel of the grape is called a zog, a bell, because the seeds are inside the grape just like the clapper inside a bell. Zok Rashi kodosh yeh hasar shaloi, his hair will be holy. Legadol haperah shel sar roishoi, to grow the growth of the hair of his head. Zok Rashi pera, Nakud pasach katan. Under the pay, the nakuda is a segol. The fishu davok l'sar roshay, because it is attached to the words following it, sar roshay. And the explanation is pera shel sar, the growth of the hair. Upira shel pera, and the explanation of pera is gidul shel sar, a growth of hair. The chain, and so we find in Parshas Emor, es roshay lo yifra. The kain gadol shall not allow his hair to grow long. The ein kari pera pochus milamajoyim. Pera, a long growth of hair, is not considered long less than 30 days. And the Gemara in Tainus explains, that's why it says, Kadosh Yieh. The word Yieh in this pasuk is Begematria 30. Kol Yimei Nizroi Kadoshu, all the days of his Nazirus he is holy. Zu Kedushas Aguf Milihitame Lemesin. This is referring to that his body is holy, that he may not be Mitame to a dead body. Rashi is now bothered why the pasuk says a double lashon Pesa and Pisoim. So Rashi says, Pesa ze oines. Pesa means that he became tummy by accident. Pisoim ze shoygeg. Pisoim is telling you that it was unintentional that he became tummy. What is pshat in this Rashi? The Sefer HaKsava HaKabbalah explains the pshat. And he says that there is a difference between two types of pisoim, two types of suddenness. One is when the thing actually happened suddenly. It happened very fast and the whole episode was sudden. Another is that it actually happened slowly, but the person who was experiencing this episode was not aware of it, and to him it was a sudden action. For example, let's say it was a sunny day, and suddenly the clouds come together and it started to rain. That is a sudden occurrence. However, let's say it was sunny at night, and in the morning it was raining. But the person who went to sleep at night and woke up in the morning looks at it as if suddenly it started to rain. What actually happened is that it was not sudden, it took time. However, to the person who was experiencing this situation, to him it was a sudden thing because he did not know about it. So too over here, the Nazir can become Tamei in both of these ways. One way is, if he was in a house, and a person suddenly had a heart attack, and he died. So he became Tamei through the sudden occurrence. That is Pesa. That is an Oinis. It was an accident. It happened so fast that he could not react. However, there is another case where the person was sick for a long time and he died, and it was not a sudden death. We expected him to die, but when the Nazir walked into the house, he did not know that that person was in the house. So in his mind, it was a sudden occurrence, but it was not actually a sudden occurrence. That is called pisoim, zeh shoygeg. It was unintentional that he should actually be in the house when this person died. But it was not actually a sudden occurrence, rather it was sudden to him because he did not know about it. Zakt Rashi v'yesh oimrim, and some say, Pesa pisoim davar echadu. Pesa pisoim is one thing. Mikra shel pisoim, a sudden incident. It just means that it was very sudden, and that's why it uses a double lashon. V'chiyomus meis olav v'oyel shubay, if a meis will die in the tent that he is in, then he will shave the hair on his head, v'yom taharosai, on the day of his tahara. B'yom haziyosei, on the day that he sprinkles the ashes of the paraduma, o'eino ela b'shmini, maybe it means that he shaves the hair of his head on the eighth day, shehu tar legamri, which is the day that he becomes totally tar, tam loimar, therefore the pasuk says, b'yom hashvi, on the seventh day he shaves the hair on his head. Yishvi, if it says shvi, yochal hafilu lohiza, I might think even before he sprinkles the ashes, tam loimar, therefore the pasuk says, b'yom taharosei, on the day of his tahara, after he sprinkles the ashes, then he shaves the hair on his head. Uvayom hashmini yovish tei seharim, and on the eighth day he brings two birds. Lahoitzias hashvi, the eighth day is coming to exclude the seventh day, because he may not bring it on the seventh day. Oyeinu ela lahoitzias hatshi, maybe it's coming to say the eighth day and not the ninth day. Zok Rashi kovaz man lekravim, the Torah fixed the time for when an animal can be brought, how old the animal has to be. The kovaz man lemakrivim, and the Torah also fixed the time when a person can bring the carbon. Ma kraven, just like the animals that can be brought, hichshir shmini, the Torah allowed it to be brought on the eighth day from the time it was born. Umishmini vahola, and from the eighth day and on, it does not mean only the eighth day, it means from the eighth day and on, af makrivin, also the people who are bringing the karbonos, shmini umishmini vahola. When the Torah says the eighth day, it means you can bring it on the eighth day and also from the eighth day and on. So Rashi me'asher chota al hanefesh, he will bring a karbon for the sin al hanefesh. So Rashi shalei nizer mitumas hameis, because he was not careful from becoming tamei to the meis. Me'ashachota, from his sin, al hanefesh, from being metamei lemeis. Ibn Ezra asks, why does he bring a carbon for becoming tamei? The pasuk says clearly that it was bepesa pisayim, an unintentional act. It was sudden. So why does he have to bring a carbon? He answers that schar avera avera. The punishment of one avera is that it brings about another avera. This person who became tamei unintentionally, this was probably brought about by an earlier sin that he committed. And since that sin brought about this sin, he must seek atonement even on this unintentional avera. Zok Rashi, Rav Elezer HaKapper Oimer, Rav Elezer HaKapper says that his avera is shetzir atzmai min hayayin. He pained himself by abstaining from wine. And all the Mefarshim ask, if that's so, that the avera is shetzir atzmai min hayayin, why does only this Nazir who became Tamei bring the carbon? Every Nazir who is Tzir Atzma Min Hayayin, every Nazir who abstains from wine should have to bring a carbon for abstaining from wine. And secondly, the Pasuk says earlier that it was a good thing that the Nazir separated from wine. Rashi tells us that Yayin Mevi Lidei Niyuf, Yayin brings Tznus. So why over here is it saying that it is a bad thing, Shetzir Atzma Min Hayayin, that he abstained from wine? The Levush answers that of course it is a good thing to abstain from wine, and that's why every Nazir who is Tzir Atzma Min Hayayin does not bring a carbon. However, this Nazir must bring a carbon, because Hashem did not want his Naziris. Hashem says, I do not want your extra Chumris, and therefore I am being Metameyu, I am making you Tamei, and therefore the first days of your Naziris are nothing. And during those days, you separated yourself from wine for no reason. Therefore, you need a kapara on those days. It is compared to a servant that pours wine for his master, and the master throws the wine back at the servant. Here too, this person wanted to act in a righteous way and become a nazir. But if Hashem says, I do not want your nazirus, then those days that he abstained from wine is considered an avera, because he separated from something that is really mutter to him. And on that, he must bring a carbon. Zok Rashi v'kidash es roishoy, and he sanctifies his head on that day. Lachzor u'lahaschil minyan nazirusoy, to go back and start counting again the days of his nazirus. V'hizul Hashem es yimei nizroy, and he will separate to Hashem the days of his nazirus. Yachzor v'yimne, he will go back and count nazirusoy kivatchila, his nazirus from the beginning again. V'yomim harishonim yiplu, the first days will fall aside. Lo yalo min aminyan, they will not be counted. Zok Rashi Yavi Oisai, when he finishes his Nazirus, he will bring himself. Yavi es Atzmai. Yavi Oisai means he brings himself. V'zeh Echad Mishloisha Esen. This is one of the three places where it says Es. Shehoya Rabbi Shmuel Darishkein. That Rabbi Shmuel Darishkein is like this. Ki Oitzaboy, another place like this is in Parshas Emor. V'hisiu Oisam Avoin Ashmo. They will carry upon themselves their Avera. So Oisam means Es Atzmam, on themselves. Kiyotzebai, we find it again in Sefer Devarim, Vayikbar Oisai Bagai, and Moshe buried himself in the valley. Who covers Atzmai? He buried himself. So Oisai means himself. So Rashi Uminchosam Vineskeim, and he brings their Menachos and their Nesachim, Shel Oila Vishlamim. This is referring to the carbon Oila and the carbon Shlamim, which are accompanied by a Mincha and Nesachim, as opposed to the carbon Chatos, which is not accompanied by a Mincha and Nesachim. Now Rashi is bothered. While the Pasuk has to tell us that this Oila and this Shlomim were accompanied by a Mincha and a Sachim, weren't all Shlomim and Oilas accompanied by a Mincha and a Sachim? So Rashi says, Lefisha Hoya Bichlal, because these Oilas and Shlomim were in the general category to bring a Mincha and a Sachim. But V'yatzu Lida and Bedavar Chadosh, they went out of the general category to teach us something new. What is this new thing? Shiyat Inu Lechem, that together with these Karbonos they brought Lechem breads. That was something new. Therefore, Hechziron, the Torah had to bring them back, Lichlolon, to their general category, Shiat Inu Nesachim, that they also have to bring Nesachim, Kidin Oilu Shlamim, like every Oila and Shlamim. Since they are different in one way, we might think they are also different in other ways. Therefore, the Pasuk has to tell us they are not different, and they also bring the Mincha and Nesachim. Zok Rashi, Chalois, Belulois, Bashemen, Urikike Matos, Esem Mikomin, 10 of each one, 10 Chalois and 10 Rikikin. So Rashi zevach shlamim l'Hashem al salas hamatzos yishchat es hashlamim. He shechs the carbon shlamim al manas lekadosh alechem, with intent to make the breads holy. Es minchosay ves niskoy, and he brings the mincha and the nesachim shel ayil of the ram. V'gilach ha-nozer Pesach oil moed. And the nozer will shave his head. Pesach oil moed, yochol, I might be able to think, yigalach ba-azoro, that he will shave in the azoro, ha-reza derech bizoyon. This is a shameful way of acting. Elo, v'gilach ha-nozer, la'achar shchitas ha-shlamim, the nozer will shave his head after the shchita of the shlamim, shekosuv bahen, that the pasuk says about them, v'shochatu Pesach oil moed, that it was shechted Pesach oil moed. So the pasuk reads, "V'gilach ha-nozer." The nozer will shave his head after he shechts the shlamim, which he shechted Pesach oil moed. Asher tacha zevach ha-shlamim, he will take his hair and put it on the fire which is underneath the carbon shlamim. Tachas hadoid, underneath the pot, shehu mavashlam boy, in which he is cooking the shlamim. Lefisha shalmi nozer hoy mispashlam bazora, because the shalmi nozer was cooked in the Ezra's noshim. Shetzorach litol ha-koyin azroya achashin spashel ulehonif lefnei Hashem. Because the Kohen must take the foreleg of the aisle of the ram after it was cooked, and then do tznufa together with the nazir. Therefore, it had to be cooked in the azara in the Ezra's Noshim. Hazroya b'shela, what does it mean, zroya b'shela? The foreleg, la'achar shenes pashla, after it was cooked. Kodesh u'la'kohen, and all this goes to the Kohen. Hachala, the harokik, the chala, the rokik, v'azroya, and the foreleg. Trumahin la'kohen, they are all a gift to the Kohen. Besides, for the chaza and shoik that are fit to go to him from all karbonai shlamim, moisif al shalmi nozir hazroya hazeh. We will add to the shalmi nozir the zroya, this arm. So besides, for the chaza and shoik, he also gets the zroya. The fisha hayu shalmi nozir bichlal, since shalmi nozir was in the general category to get the chaza and shoik, v'yatzol lidoy medavar chadosh. And now it tells us something new. La frosha zroya, that we separate the foreleg and give that to the kohen. So I might think that the chaz of a shoik do not go to the kohen. Hotuch lachzir lechlolon, we have to bring it back to the general category. Lidon af the chaz of a shoik, that this kohen should also get the chaz of a shoik. Just like we stated earlier in pasuk tesvav, that since it was lidon medavar chodosh, it had to tell us that there was a mincha and a sachim accompanying the oila and the shlavim. Here too, since the Kohen will get the Zroya, we have to bring it back to the general category to tell us that the Kohen will still get the Chaz of Ashoik. So Rashi Milvad Asher Tasek Yodi. Besides, he can also add what he can afford. If he will say that I want to become a Nazir on the condition to bring 100 Oilas and 100 Shlamim, he may do that. But he cannot say that I want to bring 100 chatois, because the carbon chatos one cannot add on to the number stated in the Torah. Kifi nidroy asher yidar ken yase, according to the neder that he makes, he shall do. Moisef al teres nidroy, he can add to what the Torah requires a nazir to bring, he can add on to that. Al teres nidroy, the pasuk says al teres nidroy. Moisef, he can add v'lo yechsar, but he cannot reduce. She'im omar. Because if he says, Hareini nazir chomesh naziros, I want to become a nazir 5 times, amanas legaleach, in order to shave the hair of my head at the end of the naziros, al gimel behemus halolu, only on 3 animals, so in other words, he wants to get 5 naziros for the karbonos of one, ein ani kareboy, we do not call this kashiyida ken yase. We do not say that this is included in the pasuk of kashiyida, the way he makes a neder, so he shall do. He can only add, but not reduce the amount of the karbonos. And the pasuk continues with the parasha of Birchas Kahanim, the bracha that the Kahanim give to Klal Yisrael. And what's the connection between Birchas Kahanim and Nazir? The Gemara in Taina says, just like a Nazir may not drink wine, so too a Kohen Mevorech, a Kohen that is benching Klal Yisrael, may not drink wine. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber el Aharon vel bonav Lemor, speak to Aharon, and speak to his children saying, Koisev Varachu es Bnei Yisrael, so you shall bless the Bnei Yisrael. Omar Lohem, say to them. Rashi says that Omar is written Mole with a Vav, which is teaching us that the Kahanim should bench Klal Yisrael b'kavona uvelev shalem, with concentration and a complete heart. And it says Lohem, to them, they should bench Klal Yisrael in a loud and strong voice, so they should be able to hear. Yivarecho Hashem v'yishmerecho. Yivarecho Hashem. Hashem should bless your nechasim, your possessions, v'yishmerecho, and watch your nechasim. Typically, a person who gives you a present can only give you the present but cannot watch it. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hu anoisein hu ha-shomer, he is the giver and he is the watcher. Yo'er Hashem ponav elecho, let Hashem illuminate his face to you, which means he will show you a happy face and a radiant face, vichuneko, and give you chen. Yiso Hashem ponov elecho. Hashem should be koivish his kas. He should suppress his anger to you. Yiso Hashem, he should pick up and remove ponov, his anger, elecho, from you. V'yosem lecho sholem, and give you peace. V'somresh mi'al b'nei Yisrael. And the Kahanim should place my Shem HaMiyuchad on the B'nai Yisrael. When the Kahanim would bench the Yidden in the Beis HaMikdash, they would bench Klal Yisrael with the Shem HaMiyuchad. They would not say the Shem Hashem pronounced Adoy, but rather they would pronounce it the way it is spelled Yehoi Yudke Vavke. And that was only in the Beis HaMikdash. However, outside the Beis HaMikdash, they would pronounce it like Adnos Adoy. And the Pasuk ends off, Va'ani Avorachem, and I will bench them. Rashi says, Tupshatim, either I will agree with the bracha of the Kahanim, and I will also bench Klal Yisrael, as if it says, V'gamani Avorachem, I will also bench them. Or Va'ani Avorachem means, I will bench the Kahanim. Like we saw by Avram, it says, Va'avorachem Avorachecha, I will bench the ones who bench you. So since the Kahanim are benching you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that I will come and bench the Kahanim. Zok Rashi Pasuk Chof Gimel Omar Lohem Kemoi Zohar and Shomer. Omar is like Zohar and Shomer. Just like Zohar means always remember and Shomer means always watch, Omar Lohem, always say to them. Omar Lohem Sheyu Kulam Shoymin. Since it says Lohem to them, it means that it should be loud that all of them can hear. Omar Mole with a Vav. Loisavarachon Bichipazon. You shall not bless them with haste, Ubevaholos, and in a rush. Ela bekavona uvelev sholem, only with kavona and with a complete heart. That is learned from the fact that it says Omar with an extra vav. Yivarechecha, he shall bless you. Sheizbaruchu nechasecha, he shall bench your possessions. Vishmarecha, and he shall watch you. Shleyavoyu alecha shodidim litol memoincha. Robbers shall not come and take your money. Shanoisin matona la'avdoi, because somebody who gives a present to a servant, eino yochel l'shomroi, he cannot watch it mikol odom, from all people. The kivon sheboim listim, once listim robbers come olav on him, v'noitlin oisa mimenu, and they take it from him, mahano yeshla b'matonazu, what benefit does he have from this present? Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Hashem, hu anoisin hu ashoimer, he is the giver, he is the watcher. So therefore the pasuk is saying that Hashem will bless your possessions and also watch your possessions. Harba midrashim darshu by the Sifri, and many midrashim are dashin in the Sifri on this pasuk. It is interesting to note the terminology in this Rashi, because Rashi starts off shelo yavoyu olecha shodidim. Hashem will watch your nechasim, that shodidim, bandits, do not come to take your money. And then later on, when he speaks about kol adam, all people, it says v'kivon sheboim listim olam, once robbers come on him. Why does he switch from shodidim to listim? So Rashi, Yor Hashem Ponav Elecho, Yor Lecho Ponim Sechakos, he will show you a happy face, Ponim Sehuvois, a radiant face, Vichuneko Yitin Lecho Chein, he will give you Chein. Yiso Hashem Ponav Elecho, Hashem will pick up his anger from you, Yichvois Kasai, he will suppress his anger. V'samuesh mi, and the Kehanim will place my name, Yivarchum B'Shem HaMeferosh, they will bench the Yidden with the explicit name of Hashem. V'ani Avarachem, and I will bless them, Yisrael, I will bench Klal Yisrael. I will also bench Klal Yisrael. Va'askim im haKahanim, and I will agree with the Kahanim. Va'achav ani avorachem lekahanim. Another pshat is that I will bench the Kahanim.